Meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, Mr. Juskowitz, please.
7:53 p.m.
Thank you, sir. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 7th, 2016. Faxed into three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times, posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, the administrative offices, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Juskowitz, may we please have a roll call, sir?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mrs. Hand?
Here.
Mrs. McHugh?
Here.
Mrs. Olowski?
Here.
Mr. Petuto?
Here.
Mrs. Rudelgoda? Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Olowski, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. McLaughlin, will you please serve as the process guardian for tonight's meeting, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the monthly board meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Today is Monday, July 25th, 2016. I truly hope everyone is enjoying the summer months, taking some time to relax with family and friends, and before we know it, all of our students will be back, in addition to our staff members, and our hallways will be buzzing again. So if you can and haven't had a chance to take some time and relax this summer, because it's flying by rather quickly. Before we begin conducting tonight's business of the Board of Education, I would like to take a moment to introduce to you our new Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Gina Villani. Dr. Villani spent the last 5 years as the Assistant Superintendent of the Nutley Public School System. She has extensive experience as an elementary school principal, curriculum supervisor, as well as a teacher. She took over the leadership reins of our district this summer on July 1st. Since her arrival, she's been working endless hours to get herself acclimated to our district and to our community. The entire Board of Education is absolutely thrilled to have her leading the Clinton Township School District and to have her be a part of our Clinton Township community in the upcoming years. We are very confident as a Board of Education that Dr. Villani will advance our mission. So on behalf of the Clinton Township Board of Education, I'd like to welcome you formally once again to our school district and community. We're looking forward to working closely with you and to watch you in partnership with our community achieve excellence for each child by ensuring a meaningful and challenging educational experience in a very supportive environment, developing lifelong learners who are responsible and productive citizens. So welcome.
Thank you so much.
Next topic I'd like to speak about this evening is a review of negotiations between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Teachers Association. I am very happy to announce that both parties have agreed on a memorandum of agreement, corresponding salary guides, and finalized language in the body of our contract. The membership of the Clinton Township Teachers Association ratified this contract with their membership. Tonight, the Clinton Township Board of Education will vote to approve the contract between both parties. Therefore, I would like to move the following resolution at this time. Action item 17PN001. Whereas the collective bargaining agreement entered into between the Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association, known as the CTEA, expired on June 30th of 2013. And whereas the representatives of the Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association engaged in collective bargaining and reached a memorandum agreement dated May 6th of 2015. And whereas the representatives of the Board of Education and the CTEA participated in fact-finding and agreed to accept the fact-finder's recommendations set forth on page 12 of the April 20th, 2016 Fact Finder's Report, and Whereas the representatives of the Board of Education and the CTEA have agreed upon salary guides that conform with the Memorandum of Agreement and Fact Finder's recommendation. And whereas the CTEA ratified the Memorandum of Agreement, Fact Finder's recommendations, and said agreed upon salary guides on May 13, 2016. And whereas the Board of Education wishes to ratify the Memorandum of Agreement and Fact Finder's recommendations and agreed upon salary guides. Now therefore be it resolved that the Memorandum of Agreement, Fact Finder's recommendations, and agreed upon salary guides are hereby ratified, and that the Board of Education authorizes the execution of the agreement effective July 1, 2013 through June 30th of 2017. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Any questions? Mr. Jeskowitz, may we please have a roll call, sir?
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, you can applaud us all. And now I'd like to move on to the report of our new superintendent, Dr. Villani. Dr. Villani?
Thank you, Mrs. Grant. It's been an exciting few weeks for me in district. I've had the opportunity to have many wonderful conversations with a variety of stakeholders, and I'm looking forward to continuing those conversations throughout the summer and then working with our staff to prepare for September. Our ESY program has been in full swing for the last month. Our students and staff have been engaging in meaningful and exciting learning activities. A culminating activity will take place this Thursday from 11:30 to 12:30 at the middle school. Parents and board members are welcome to attend if you're available. Our curriculum staff, Dr. Green and Ms. Engel, have worked throughout last week with a variety of teachers to write next-gen science standard units and math units. Continue as well. We have one HIB report carried over from June at Round Valley. It was unfounded. And if you would, when you have a chance, if you check out our website, all the dates for upcoming back to school nights are all listed on the calendar. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Dr. Lana? No? Great. Seeing none, I would like to look for a motion, please, for action item 17SU001, please.
Motion.
Second, please.
Second.
Mrs. Hand. Second, Mrs. McHugh. And I already asked for questions. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Hand.
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski.
Yes.
Mr. Pituto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Moving on, I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This too is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will have at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. We will gather all the questions asked at the podium this evening and answer them once again at the conclusion of this section. To the extent any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board this evening, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Hello, Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. I just had a quick question. I noticed the action item 10. I was just wondering what the revised district calendar that is getting voted on is has to pertain to. Was all I hadn't seen anything sent out prior to tonight, so I just wondered about that. Also, welcome to our new superintendent. And then one last, and I know it's probably the most annoying thing, but I was reading through some of the policies, and I noticed on policy 6154, the homework makeup study skills, I still have a little just thing saying about the reading being a recommended thing that we do, because I feel like recommended is something you can do. It is not something that is given a grade on or had notes sent home saying, you haven't completed X number of steps and this is how many you should have done by this time. I feel that puts some pressure on kids who might be, it doesn't feel like it's recommended to a lot of different parents and kids that I know personally and have heard from. So that's the only thing that I have a thing about, but thank you.
For PC item 010, PC item 10 for the district calendar, as part of the CTA agreement, the number of professional development days that the teachers engage in, the staff members engage in, increased. So the calendar has been changed to reflect that. The calendar that was previously approved, the new calendar did not show.
It's going in and out. You can hear it going in and out too.
Get closer. The new calendar includes additional professional development days. The actual days that the students were in district from what was originally approved has not changed.
Would anyone else like to address the board this evening? No, seeing none, I'd like to open the floor to our first recognition of the public. This section will be only for comments made by the public on school-related matters only. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This too is defined by bylaw 167. The same guidelines that I gave for public comment section on agenda items only will apply here as well. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section on agenda on first recognition of the public to 20 minutes. No, seeing none, I'll close the floor then on first recognition of the public and move on to the report of our school business administrator, board secretary, Mr. Juskowitz.
The date of the Board of Education's next regular meeting is scheduled for Monday, August 22nd, 2016 at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. And school board candidates' kits were available up until 4 p.m. today, which was the closing date for those petitions. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. Looking for a motion for action item 17BA001.
So moved.
Rachel. Second, please.
Second.
Olkowski. Any questions for Mr. Juskowitz this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Hand.
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh.
I just need to abstain from the executive session for June 20th.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes to all, but I'm going to abstain from the executive session, all of them.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes.
Mr. Petuto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes to all, but I have to abstain from the minutes from June 20 and the executive session minutes from June 20.
And Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. We'll move on to the reports of our committees. The Board of Education has three committees, Facilities and Finance, Policy and Curriculum, and Personnel Negotiations. We'll begin tonight's committee reports with Facilities and Finance. Mr. John Petuto is the committee chair for Facilities and Finance. Mr. Petuto, may we please have your committee's report, sir?
Certainly. The Finance and Facilities Committee has not had the opportunity to meet since our last public Board of Ed meeting, but we have been conversing via email and phone conversations, which led to the 38 action items that you see on tonight's agenda. quite a few less than the last meeting, which had 76 action items. Thank you, AJ. The majority of the action items tonight relate to pretty much standard fare items, including the payment of bills, various travel requests. We have some graduate course approvals, a number of student assessments, and some contract renewals and awards. One of those contract renewals is something I want to focus on a little bit more tonight. It is action item 17FF026. Just turning to it. This is the award of a contract for a new transportation provider, ESC, also known as the Hunterdon County Educational Services
Commission.
Thank you. We are amending this action item tonight, again, 17FF025, with the added statement that we're going to add on, upon written verification that the 8 new buses purchased and or leased by ESC will be used during the next...
I'm sorry, I think you said 17FF026?
25.
25, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
Apologize, so 025, I'll repeat. We are amending it to say, upon written verification, that the 8 new buses purchased and or leased by ESC will be used during the next school year for the Clinton Township School District. So we did an analysis several months back of our current provider and various other providers, and we identified various safety improvements using ESC, one of which is actually the addition of both video and audio recording devices on every bus. We felt that that actually would add a significant amount of safety for our students. And while this contract in relation to our current provider is relatively more expensive, well, it's an increase of about $74,000 on an annual basis, and this is a single year contract, we felt that that small increase in funds was outweighed by all of the additional or the safety features that we're getting with ESC far outweighed the incremental cost of this contract. We did other analysis. We are looking at the age of the buses as well, and we want to ensure that obviously we're getting new equipment. That's why there are 8 new buses being purchased and or leased by ESC, and we'll be also verifying the age of the remaining equipment that would be used on our routes. With that, I would like to put forward a motion for the approval of action items 17FF01 through 17FF38.
Before you move it,
oh, I'm sorry, and all right, I'm seeking a motion for that.
This is the one you wanted to amend.
015.
AJ, am I amending 015 or 025 with that statement?
I thought that was 025.
Well, they're
that's
both.
The table.
I'm sorry, 15.
15? I apologize. So the statement I read earlier should be the amendment of 015. 025 also pertains to the contract, but we are amending 015.
That's right.
Thank you. So with that, I am putting forward a motion for the approval of action item 17FF01 through 17FF38.
Second.
Questions for Mr. Pituto, please?
I have some. Okay, so I'm a little concerned about this action item.
Yeah. The microphone, I cannot hear you.
I'm a little concerned about this action item. We've talked about it here a couple of times. I've had some conversations in the lead up to this item being on the agenda. One of the reasons we have the staggering terms with the board is so that you have some, you can hold on to some institutional knowledge of board members that have been here longer. So the last agreement that we entered into, it was a big deal. It was a big agreement. It was a tough transition. There were a lot of terms that we sought to get in that agreement that improved the service that we had from the prior service provider, which was ESC. What I was trying to encourage the board to do before this came on the agenda to vote was to make sure we have evaluated several issues that were a problem in the last agreement. One was the age of the equipment. One was the presence of the AV recording equipment. And one was the presence of AC on the buses, air conditioning. and I also wanted to see a financial analysis before it appeared on the agenda. So I tried to give that feedback to the board so that we could have that discussion before it came on the agenda. And my feeling on it is, from a strictly financial and equipment perspective, I don't like the agreement. It's more money, and I think the buses are going to not have the same features as the buses in the current agreement. And I understand there were other factors, but the presence of the AV recording equipment, that's state law. It's in the current agreement, and the buses, all the buses today should have that equipment. It's nothing we should be getting as an improvement in a new agreement. It should be there today. So I really wanted the FNF committee to have all that background information. I wanted them to see the prior agreement. I wanted them to be able to analyze and present to the board the cost-benefit analysis of the new agreement before we voted on it. So I think it's good, the amended language, to try and get some of that new equipment into the agreement. But the age of the equipment is a concern of mine. The loss of the AC on some of the buses, at least, if not all the buses, is a concern of mine. And I think we should have tried to get that into the agreement before we vote on it.
Thank you. Any other comments for Mr. Picciuto?
I have a comment on FF30. It's actually a comment for Dr. Vellani. In previous years, when Life Touch has come in, there were a couple occasions where the pictures were scheduled on a religious holiday. So I just wanted the principals and you to be aware that to schedule carefully around religious holidays.
Any other questions under Facilities and Finance? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Picciuto?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
I have to abstain from 001, 002, 008, 011, 015, 022, 023
and
025.
Oh,
but yes to all the rest.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes to all but 015 and 025.
And Mrs. Graham?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to Committee for Personnel Negotiations. Ms. Susan Vanderhoff is the chair of that committee. She's unable to make the meeting this evening, so I will give her a report. The Personnel Negotiations Committee met last week. During our meeting, we reviewed the 2016-17 staffing changes and needs. We discussed work being done to review and update specific job descriptions throughout the district. We also reviewed possible changes to the academic calendar to account for the changes in the contract that Dr. Vellani spoke about earlier relative to the CTEA contract with professional development days. We also reviewed the progress of most recent negotiations that the team is engaging in. On tonight's agenda, you will see action items relative to hiring new Spanish teacher at Round Valley, a music teacher at Spruce Run, and a new music teacher at Round Valley as well, a grade 4 teacher at Round Valley, and a lunch aide. We're seeking approval tonight from the board on additional summer work hours, approval for home instruction, additional administrative work, for the approval of co-advisors for the ski club, other co-curricular needs of the district throughout the new academic year, and for chaperones. So with that said, I'd like to move action item 17, PN002, to action item 17, PN021, please. And I'm looking for a second.
Second.
Any questions? Now seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Mr. Picciuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to our last committee report this evening, Ms. McLaughlin is the chair of our Policy and Curriculum Committee. Ms. McLaughlin, may we have the report of your committee, please?
Yes, we met last week and discussed a number of policies, field trips, some material purchases, some submission of grants or applications, and the calendar. So let me start with the calendar. As you heard earlier, the CTEA and the board have come to an agreement finalizing the contract language. As a result, there are to be a couple of calendar changes. The professional days the staff is required to be in attendance has increased. So August 29th, 30th, and 31st will all be, there'll be 2 days of professional development and then an in-service day. There will be 3 half days this year that were, I think, previously on the calendar.
Two.
On
calendar, one full day.
One full day, sorry. So there'll be an early dismissal on October 5th. March 8th will be a half day, and school will be closed on the 17th of February for professional development day. And at the end of the year, June 19th, tentatively, will be a professional development day.
Yes.
Okay. So those are the changes, and I'm going to recommend to Dr. Vellani that should the board pass this calendar tonight, that we send an alert out to parents so they have the new calendar. Typically, we would do that after the board meeting. We have action item PC01. We're submitting the NCLV application, which is in a yearly application. We're also going to be submitting the yearly IDEA application. We have a motion to purchase materials for the Wilson Language program that will be used in at least 2 of the schools. We are continuing our policy revision, so there are first readings of the 5000 series and the regulations that go along with those. Also first readings of the 6000 series, which has to do with instruction and regulations. And we have second readings of the 7000 series, which is construction, remodeling, and renovation. We are also going to be approving some field trips that have become yearly field trips in Clinton Township. The 6th grade is going to be going to Grow a Row, which is a community service project in Pittstown. The 5th grade is going to be going on an economic field trip to Biztown in Edison, New Jersey. And the New Jersey Bar Foundation has invited the Law and Venture students once again to go to New Brunswick to present with Ms. Cormican. You will continue to get policy revisions as we move through the series. I know that there are a lot of them, but we decided to bundle them that way, and we're trying to get them out to the board prior to them appearing on the agenda. I also know that Mr. Jaw was active in transitioning us to a new website, but I did hear that some of the policies didn't quite roll over. So we are working on that. And if there are any other issues with the website, please let us know as we work out the kinks. With that being said, I'm going to seek a motion on action item 17 PC01 through action item 17 PC10.
Motion. Gina.
Fast.
Gina number 2.
Oh,
that's number 1. Gina 1.
No, I'm fine.
She's relinquishing. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Any questions for Ms. McLaughlin?
I have one question on PC008. Is that date the 7th, May 16th and 17th, is that 2017?
Oh, yes.
It should be.
Okay.
Yes.
It should be, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to check. And that was a great trip, by the way.
So do we have to amend that?
It's a typo. Thanks for the feedback.
You're welcome. But it was a great trip.
I can see you've come back from vacation clear-headed.
Really,
she's
awful.
Got the red pen out, too.
Really, I have my red pen.
May we have a roll call. Mr. Juskowitz, please.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes.
Mrs. Hand.
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mr. Petuto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to an ad hoc committee, the feasibility of closing the school. We have nothing to report this evening from that particular committee. At this time, I'd like to move on to old business of the board. This portion of our meeting is for board members to ask questions about old board business of the board on school-related matters only. Any board members have any old business they would like to bring up? No? Seeing none, I'll close the floor with that and ask for Mrs. McLaughlin to see if she has an update. She is the liaison with the Hunterdon County Board of Education.
We have not met this one.
Have not met.
Thank you.
Mr. Sturgis is the liaison with ESC. Mr. Sturgis, do you have anything to report?
Yes. The ESC Delegate Assembly met early June, I think it was June 7th, up at their Cokesbury campus. It was a brief meeting. We just reviewed basically the yearly performance and the annual goals for Hunterdon County ESC. The highlights of the meeting were that they had finalized an Apple purchase agreement. They'd expanded some transportation contracts, specifically with South Orange. They got some extensions. They signed a new district to a transportation agreement, which was us, CTSD. They're suspending educational services this year at the Califon property. There had been a small program there, and due to enrollment, it's being discontinued, and I think those students are going to be educated at the South Campus. That's kind of a new development for that property. That property was going to be used partially for education. And going forward into next year, the ESC board is looking for entities that might be interested in using the property for other uses, like on a rental basis. It could be programs, education, retreats, corporate retreats, family reunions. It's a beautiful property up Califon Cokesbury Road, and they're looking to rent it as for revenue, which was part of the plan all along, but I think there's going to be a renewed effort to try to market the property for that type of use in next year. And that was it.
Great, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Sturgis this evening? No? I'd like to open the floor then for new business. Any board members have any new business they would like to discuss this evening? No? All right. Seeing none, I'd like to open the floor to our second recognition of the public. This section is for members of the public to express themselves on school matters of interest only. We'll follow the same outline and guidelines that were stated earlier in the meeting with the discussion on agenda items only for the public. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address, be limiting this public comment section to 20 minutes. Anyone like to address the board this evening? No? Seeing none, we're going to then move on to our executive session. Mr. Jeskowitz, can you please read our executive session statement, sir?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Bayer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, et sec, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee, or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing the public's interest and the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority, 124 NJ 478. The employees and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality as personnel, and whereas any collective bargaining agreement or terms and conditions of which are proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement, including the negotiations of terms and conditions with employees or representatives of employees of the public body. The collective bargaining contract discussed is between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Administration Association, and whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, the nature of the matter, describe as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality, attorney-client privilege, personnel, and negotiations. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you, Mr. Juskowitz. I'm looking for a motion, please, to look in, move into executive session.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We are now in executive session. I'm looking for a motion, please, to reconvene the meeting.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting's reconvened. Looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is adjourned.